Recorded Books Romance presents an unabridged recording of The Real Deal by Fern Michaels, narrated by Andrea Gallo. This book is copyrighted 2004 by MRK Productions Incorporated. This recording is copyrighted 2006 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Romantic Sounds, an imprint that features dramatic tales that will carry you away to exotic locales and sweep you off your feet. Raised by her loving but eccentric aunt, former FBI agent Quinn Starr has always relied on herself. How else could she have survived the Bureau's old boys network or navigated the heartbreak of a thwarted affair with her boss? Now Quinn risks her life every day in the Secret Service, protecting the First Lady of the United States. But even in this job, her self-reliance is soon to be tested like it's never been tested before. And now, The Real Deal.
Prologue. Washington, D.C., November 1999. Quinn Starr had known she was special the day she was born. No plastic baby bottles with a hard rubber nipple for her. No siree. She wanted the real thing, much to her tattooed hippie mother's dismay. The hippie mother who stayed around just long enough to wean her from her breast at 6 months, then went off to climb the Himalayas in search of enlightenment, Quinn's tattooed hippie father in tow. First, though, they dumped her on her Aunt Bertie, who was a real flake but nice and almost normal, if you could count writing flowery, sometimes humorous, obituaries and hanging out in funeral parlors normal. All in all, though, Quinn had no complaints about her upbringing. Bertie had taken care of her. She made sure she did her homework, brushed her teeth, and ate her vegetables. She attended PTA meetings, saw to her social life, and made sure she got into a good Ivy League college, where she'd graduated magna cum laude. But most of all, Bertie had loved her. That love said it all as far as she was concerned. It was Bertie who insisted she follow her dream of being a Secret Service agent after she graduated law school. Unfortunately, it hadn't worked out that way. She'd done her stint in Treasury and moved into the FBI when she finally realized the
sample complete. Ready to continue?